Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. To the Most High God, we give God glory for this blessed day that He's added into our lives. How wonderful, how great it is for glory to God, for the body of Christ, the saints, to come together in unity to pray and magnify the Lord, stand in the gap to give glory and honor to Him, to be a vessel that He can use to do intercession and prayer. Thank God for the prayer warriors and the ones that desire to pray and the people that God has used to stand in the gap for as intercessors. We give Him glory, praise, and honor, but most of all, we give God glory for Jesus, our Savior, our Lord. We thank Him for being our burden bearer. All we need is definitely Him and His Word. We praise God for the anointing and thank God for the Holy Spirit. We bless our God for El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty, the Lord God Almighty. He's the blessed one, the more than enough God. We thank God for Adonai, the Lord Master, Yahweh, Lord, Jehovah, divine salvation. We thank God for Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my shepherd. We thank God for Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord, our righteousness. Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord that sanctifies. Elohim, glory to God, power and might. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. We give God glory. Wonderful, wonderful Savior. We thank God, glory to God, for this blessed day. And we pray, glory to God, for those that are in need of a Savior, God, that You would touch their hearts and give them a mind to want to be saved. We praise God for those that will stand in the gap and pray that people's lives will be changed by the Word, but changed, glory to God, by the anointing and want to live a holy and righteous life. We pray, God, for the blessings with the strength to continue to stand on Your Word and to keep our eyes fixed on You and not to be moved by the circumstances in this life and all the various things that are going on right about now. We thank God for the power of prayer. Oh, God, we glorify You for the power of prayer and faith in the prayer and the faith in the God of the Word of the that we speak, that knowing that when God's Word go out, it will not go out void or accomplish everything that He set it out to do, as long as we're lining it up with, glory to God, what His will is. In the name of Jesus, I bless the Lord, teaching us how to continue to wait on the Lord and be of good courage while we're trusting and believing for Him to move on our behalf. I bless the Lord. There's none like Him. He is so wonderful and so marvelous. And I thank God, glory to God, for this hour and time that we're living in now. And it's a blessing to be a part of the kingdom of God in such a time as this. Even though it's a lot of chaos, chaotic things that are going on, some horrific and horrible things that the enemy is doing and doing through people that don't know God as a Savior and a Lord, so their vessels are open to all kinds of spirits to come in and to do all kind of hideous things. But nevertheless, the God that we serve is greater than what we are going through and what's happening in our lives at this time. So we just want to keep the prayers going, keep the faith. Don't be moved by what we hear, what we see, what we feel, because the enemy will use those things to manipulate us and keep us, glory to God, out of the place of victory for walking by sight instead of by faith. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Remember, while we're waiting on the promises, obstacles will come. You'll have an adversity, an adversary to contend with. The devil don't and won't let you just walk into your blessing just because God says you can't have it. You must keep the faith, walk not by sight, but by God's word. In spite of what your circumstances and your environment is dictating to you, those kinds of roadblocks, remember, it may be a delay, but that don't mean that you are denied. The enemy wants you to give up on God. Rebuke him and remind him of what God's word says. Remember, each time Jesus was confronted with the enemy while in the desert, he, Jesus, said, it is written. So we have to continue to hold fast to our peace and rest in the Lord and don't be moved by our circumstances and stand on the promises of the Lord. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I'm waiting one more moment, trying to get everything lined up here so we can get the other prayer warriors to come in to pray. So just one few more minutes. Praise the Lord. Give me a minute to continue to sign this in. Hopefully we will be preparing. Glory to God for the warriors to come on and sharing their spirits, what God has placed in them. But I do want to target some things that we're hearing. Hear me say it a lot about our youth, but I'm telling you, it's an all-out attack for the enemy using them in destruction. But there's also an all-out attack of the enemy taking a lot of their lives. Some of youth with the genocide and others with just targeting some of our young people, and whether they're just getting ready to get out of high school, just getting in college, drive-by shooting, or somebody angry, or somebody don't like them, or jealousy or envy. And then we have, glory to God, others where these foul spirits that are entering people's minds, that are going into homes and attacking the family members or the mother, and then taking the children, or whether they are molesting them or just killing them, and just so much craziness. And it's going all over, not just targeting our youth, but right now it's so much going on with their lives. We definitely need to, in some ways tonight, have been on my heart for a few days and still there for us to intercede, a couple of different ones. They don't have to just be one person with the youth tonight, but we need to tear down some strongholds of these murdering and killing and these lives that are being lost, and then some are just being locked up in jail for teens killing other teens, or teens targeting other adults, and teens, glory to God, just doing things, glory to God, just taking lives like it doesn't matter. But I'm saying it's a lot of murder going on, but it's some things that are happening around the centering of the teens that of our youth, that is we got to be aware, too, that the enemy wants to take that seed out of. We know through what the enemy is doing through homosexuality and this genocide and the gang banging and all of that. And then there's a lot of going on with parents murdering their children, or people, glory to God, are just coming into the schools and trying to do attacks on our youth. So I definitely in heart tonight want for a couple of us in to target the youth. And, of course, we definitely want to come against all this sickness and disease, this illness, and some things like you just want to hold, have a hold there with some of this cancer and these respiratory attacks, glory to God, is intensifying whatever is going on in the air or the atmosphere or whatever like this is. Has been increased even from the secular doctors are talking about it. It's worse this year. They said it was bad last year, but it's worse this year. And even talking to people that hadn't had respiratory problems or sinus conditions in years, but other than that, some have hadn't had any at all and being attacked. And some of us where it's been attacking is lingering. So we definitely want to come against the sickness and the illness, and we want to pray healing and deliverance and pray just those strongholds that are coming for destruction of what the enemy is doing. And we can look at the horrible flooding that's going on and things God says going to happen in these last days. But he has us in place for a purpose. So just because those things have been said, we still have to be here to be a light and be an example and still pray and reach who we can reach, and to also pray and cover ourselves that we stay steadfast in the faith as well. So just want to make you available. I mean, not available. Make yourself available, and also being tuned into that, and also what's going on in our country and land too as well. So with all of that being said, praise the Lord. Just pray continued encouragement. Pray continued standing in faith and the patience to wait on the Lord, and continue to speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get ready to now so the prayer warriors can come in and minister through intercessory prayer, however the Lord directed me in these things. Praise God. And Isaiah 41:10 for our scripture tonight is, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And know that he says in Philippians 4:19, that my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So whatever that need is, spiritual, natural, or physically, God will meet it. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I do honor you tonight and give you glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to continue to rejoice regardless of what the enemy tries to do to steal our joy. Our joy is in the Lord, and we're going to stand on your word and on your strength and on the power of the anointing. Glory to God, the whole fast of faith in the name of Jesus. We refuse to take down, glory to God, for what your promise has said, glory to God. When you saved us and delivered us and gave us that power and authority over the hand of the enemy, so we take authority over him and bind him up and command him to be loose from this assignment against us and against this prayer and prayer warriors as we stand in the gap tonight. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you and magnify you for all your great and mighty acts. Thank you for renewed mercies every morning in grace. Thank you, Lord God, for your love for us. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with a mind to want to be saved, to live holy, to live right, to be a vessel that you can use, to be a place that we can be able to stand in the gap, to be able to be called an intercessor, for to be able to preach or teach or share your word and be a witness. God, we thank you for the power and for the glory to God for the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you, Lord God, for moving in a miraculous way in the way that you have. In spite of what it looks like, feel like, and what we see, God, you're still moving behind the scenes, and this too shall pass. I thank you that your word let us know that you're going to turn things around for our good, for those that love you and called according to your purpose. We thank you, God, that you're telling us to keep our eyes fixed on you. You told us what, glory to God, of what we have to contend with the enemy here, but greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. Help us, glory to God, to stay focused. Help us to rely on the Spirit of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit, God, that we won't grieve him or override him. God, we know, glory to God, what the enemy came to do, but you told us, glory to God, in your word, ask and it shall be given, seek we shall find, knocking the door shall be open, seeking out the face of the Lord, for seeking the first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. God, we are praying right now that you bless us in those areas that we're weak so we can be strengthened to carry out the mission and the assignment that you've given us for whatever that purpose is. God, so help us, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Lord God, for the healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for, glory to God, the peace and for the joy. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a mind, glory to God, hallelujah, to even come together on the phone, or whether we be in intercessory prayer in our homes, or whether we be in the church or prayer groups or wherever, that over the power of prayer to stand on the promises of the Lord, to know that when your word go out, it does not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you set it out to do. I thank you, Lord God, for these, your people that come together and take time out to come together to pray, to seek out your face, God, to stand in the gap, to war in the spirit, regardless of what's going on in their home. They're thanking you, glory to God, in advance, because they know as we seek first the kingdom of God and all that's right, you say everything else will be added, so, and you'll supply our needs. So whatever it is that's going on in our lives, you don't sit so high that you can't be touched down here with our infirmities. God, we want to soar like the eagle, glory, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. God, we want to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, realizing that the labor is not in vain, that we will be a witness, glory to God, that we will be that light on the hill, that we're striving for more of you and less of us. So, God, we're asking you right now, as you're transforming us the more as we allow you to come in and change and rearrange what is necessary. God, whatever it is that's even going on in our lives that we're short in, God, help us allow you to come in and do that surgery. So that way, glory to God, we can be better examples and better lights, and we can be able to be more effective in our prayers in our homes, and glory to God, in the business or in the street, in the marketplace, or on our jobs or wherever, even in the church house. God, we bless you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us every day in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Lord God, that we'll be in a place to trust in the Lord with all our heart, and we'll lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways learning to more and more acknowledge you, and glory to God, and let you, glory to God, direct our path. Let us not be wise in our own eyes, that we'll fear the Lord and depart from evil, and glory to God, to be helped to our bones, help to our flesh, and strength to our bones. Lord, we bless you tonight. We thank you, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray. Mother McCormick is welcome on, and Mother Alexander Evangelist, and I'm not sure, got to check and see if that's Mother Alexander on, but we want to start with Mother McCormick tonight, praise God, and you heard some of the things that, hopefully you heard some of the things that I was talking about targeting tonight, and I want more than just one of us in different areas to come against these forces of the youth, but also we got things going on with the sickness and disease and things that are happening concerning our nation and things that are going on, glory to God, of these demonic forces that are at work and causing so many not to yield and do what God called them to. So whatever God has blessed in whatever area, we ask you to open, I'm not open up, just open up and pray for you to go ahead and allow the Lord to bless you as you start an intercession now. Praise God. So the floor is open to you now.
Okay.
Mother McCormick, are you there?
Is it me first?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, it's open. The line's open.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon, God. We come just want to give glory and honor to you. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, a day that we have never seen before. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done and what you're already doing. We praise you this afternoon. We lift you up this afternoon because you're so worthy. You're so good, Lord Jesus. And God, we just thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross, shed his precious blood. We thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for strength. We thank you, Lord God, for the joy, the peace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all what you're doing and what you're going to do. We ask you to continue to look down on your people everywhere, Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for a mind to want to serve you, a mind to want to look to you, Heavenly Father, because we realize, Heavenly Father, without you, we can do nothing. And we realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you have been so merciful to your people, Lord God. You yet, Lord, given us the strength to go through, even though, God, so much is happening in the world today, so much is going on, but you yet, Lord, letting us know, God, that you are in the midst of everything, Lord, that you see and you know all about it, God. You are the God that will supply our need. You are the God that will bring us out of the situation that we might be going through. So, Father, we just give it glory and honor to you, Lord. Father God, we just ask you right now to look down on the murders, God, that so much has happened, so much is going on. Oh, God, we know you see it. Lord, we know you know all about it, Father, but we know, God, that you're the only one that can work this situation out. So, God, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus just to touch right now. Let your loving arms go around people, Lord God, and shield and protect those that have lost their loved ones in different situations, God. Lord, let them know, Heavenly Father, God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, even though things come like they do. But, God, we ask you, Lord, to just continue to strengthen them, Lord. And we just bind up these spirits that's flowing around right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy that's taking people's life, that's going through taking young people's life and things that's going on in the world today, Father. Father God, we ask you right now, God, to keep our mind, God. Keep our mind as we walk this journey, Lord God, because there's so much has happened in the world. God, you told us, God, to lift our eyes to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you tonight, Father. We realize we can't make it today without you. We know, God, that you have took us through so much, God, and you have sent your son in this world, God, to not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved, God. And God, we just thank you, Lord. We pray right now for a mind to do right. We pray for wisdom. We pray for knowledge and understanding of the word that we might be able, Lord God, to be able to look to somebody and to call, to look to them and let them know it, to talk to them and let them know God is able, because there's so many hurting hearts of people walking around in this world today. There's so much is going on with when you even bypass people and traveling both one place to another, God. You just don't never know. You just don't never know what's going on in people's mind today, God. And so, God, we pray for the mind of the people of the world everywhere. Even when we walk out of our home, and even when we're on our job, or when they are riding a bus or plane, or or whatsoever it might be, God. You told us, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, but we have to be a world thing. We have to be alert around us when we walk and go places in this world today, because the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but you say that you come that we might have life and that more abundantly. So, God, we trust you, Lord. We look to you tonight, God, because we don't know nobody else to call but you, because you are our only help. You are our only one to look to at any days and time. So, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we pray that you'll continue, Lord God, to just look on men that's not saved, though that have not given their life to you, and let them know, Heavenly Father, if there ever been a time to cry out and call on your name, the time is now to seek your face, to look to the hills from which cometh their help. Father, we pray that you let them know, God, that the things that they might be going through in this walk of life, that you able, Lord, to deliver them from their situation. If they only get into your word and read your word and study your word and show thyself approved, that you, God, will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for them. Father God, we just ask you right now to have mercy on your people all over the world and continue, Lord God, to help us to know how and what way to go, because sometimes we may have fell short of the word of God. We may have done wrong, but we pray, Lord God, for your strength, that you would give us the strength to be able to go through and to be able to walk the way that you would have us to walk. We pray for the people, the Merlers, the people that's Merling these young people, and even those that's sick in their body with so much sickness that's going on in the world. We just bind up this spirit of sickness right now, because you said with your stripes that we're already healed. We claim healing in the name of Jesus right now, God. And as people press their way, sometimes going to the doctor and trying to get help, Lord God, about different things to eat that's taking medicine and still, God, is not helping them, Lord God. But we know, God, if they just let them know, God, and just give it to you, Lord God, and just hold on and just give it to you and let you work it out, God. It may take a while and it may take time, but, God, we know you're going to do it because you did it for us 2,000 years ago. And we just thank you, Lord God. You said with your stripes that we're already healed. So, God, I just ask you to go. My heart goes out to the world and the people right now, God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just let them know, Heavenly Father, that you already done all you're going to do. And you just want us to trust you. You just want us to lean out to our own understanding. You just want us to keep looking to you, Lord God, that you would be the one that's going to make the way for us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus for your people right now, because we know the word of God is right by itself. It needs no added and it needs no taken away. And it's the word of God that's going to set us free. It's the word of God that's going to take us through. Because you sent your son and he shed his precious blood back on Calvary cross. And when the blood of Jesus is what's going to give us the strength to stand. The blood of Jesus is going to help us to be able to go through the things that we need to go through. So, God, we just want to thank you right now, Lord, for everything, God, as we cry out to you. And you know in the word of God in 107, Psalm 107, and then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. So, God, sometimes we know we have to just cry. We just have to just give it to you and say, God, I can't do it no more. I can't take this no more. Because you know what I'm going through. You know the situation. So, God, we pray for the men and women of God. We're standing in a gap this afternoon for people that don't know how to bail out to you, that don't know who to call on. We pray for them and let them know, God, that you love them, God. And in the midst of their going through, you love them anyhow. Even when they go and do bad, you still love them. You have no respect for a person. You love them when nobody else cares for them. They can come to you and call on your name, and you will open doors, and you will make way for them in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you right now, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Keep their minds on you, God. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you see what they're going through. You was able to take them higher. You was able to take them through all that situation that they're going through. Look down on those that's going through problems and situations. Look down on those that don't have a place to stay tonight. There's people that don't even have homes to live in tonight. They're down and out and don't have nowhere to lay their head. But God, we pray for these people, God, that maybe somebody somewhere will cry, that come and talk to them. Somebody will come and give them something, give them a place to stay. God, touch the hearts of people in these places, in these high places, that have things that they can give somebody something, that they can stay and have a place to live. In the name of Jesus, let them know, Heavenly Father, that you the author and the finisher of their faith. You are able to help them to go through the problems and the situation that they're going through. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, because it's all going to boil down to it. It's us living and looking to the Word of God and get consolation in the Word. When everybody else turns their back on you, you can always go to the Word, and you can get strength as you read and study the Word of God, as He gives you understanding and knowledge how to walk this way of life in the last and evil days. So, God, we just want to thank you right now, God. Keep us, Lord, as we walk this journey. And we thank you, Lord God, for all what you're doing and what you're going to do. We pray right now for the world as a whole, because we're living in the last days. There's so much has happened, but we know you see, and we know you're the only one that can open doors. You're the only one that can work the situation out. We pray right now, Father, for those, God, that's struggling right now, Lord. They need you, God. They're crying out to you, Lord. They need help right now in the name of Jesus, that you, God, will work it out. And we know you see it, and we know you're going to do it, God. We just have to hold on and wait on you, because we know there's nothing too hard that you can't do in the name of Jesus. And we know there's power in the name, and we know there's healing in the name of Jesus, and we know there's healing and the deliver in the name. So, God, we pray right now for your people all over the world, those that's going through different situations in their sick bodies, those that's going through things with the murder problems and the different situations with murder problems, things like that. We pray for your people, God. Oh, God, take them through, Lord. Help them, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory be unto the Lord. Praise God. We're going to ask Mother Alexander and then Mother Willette pray. So now we're opening the line for Mother Alexander. Pray the Lord bless whatever's on our heart. Pray for
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory today, Lord. We come forth to give you praise, honor, and glory. For, Lord God, you are the only living God. You are the God that created all things, Lord. And, Lord, we come before you interceding for the youth today, Lord God. Interceding for your people today, Lord, the body, Lord God. That sickness and disease come against, Lord God. But, Father God, we know it's not of you. We know that sickness and disease is not of you, because your word said you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. You took away all sickness from us. And according to the word in Deuteronomy, your word said you heal them. You take away sickness. So, Father God, we know that sickness is not of you. So we come together binding the works of the enemy right now. And, Father God, we claim the victory over these diseases that come against your people today, Lord God. We're binding it in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose the body of your people today, Lord God. Sickness of the heart, sickness of the mind, the body swelling of the body, feet swelling, knee swelling. We bind that foul spirit right now, that he has no authority in the child of the living God. We come against this foul spirit that come attack the body with high blood pressure. We rebuke that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, for it has no dominion over a child of the living God. Because according to the promises of God, he take away sickness from the midst of us. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. Oh, God, touch the heart of your people, Lord. Let them stand on their confession, Lord God, that when they say they are healed, stand, you are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God said it, then you should stand on it in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand on the promises of God. We believe in his word, that no one else can take it away from us, because God gave us the authority and the dominion. He said in his word, he gave man the power here on earth to stand. He didn't put us in darkness. He brought us to the light. We are the children of the light. So we burning up these works of the enemy that going across. This is the power we have to burn the works of the enemy, because we do not fight against flesh and blood, but this principality. And thanks be to the living God that he gave us the authority and the dominion and the power to burn the works of the enemy. We confess that we know who we are in Christ Jesus. Then stand on the confession and let the word know that you are a child of the living God. You're not of the world. This is our work to do today, to go out and bring in the word of God. Let them know that God already healed you, baby. He promised his word said. He said it in his word, not men. God said, by his stripes we are healed. So no matter what it looks like, stand on what God said. By his stripes we are healed. Healing is ours. But our confession has to stand firm. So we know that when we say we are healed, don't look at the situation. Believe in what God said and stand by faith. Healing is ours. It belongs to us through Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for you gave us the authority and the dominion to stand boldly and proclaim the works of the Lord, because you gave us the authority to do it. And Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you today, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life, Lord God, for giving us the authority and the dominion to pray against these principalities that come against your people, Lord God. Pray against it in the name of Jesus. The foul spirit shall not have authority in the body of the woman of God. Lord God, I thank you for healing the body, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing healing in our body, Lord God. Because your word said, Lord God, by your stripe we are healed. Help us to stand firm on the promises, Lord God. Help us to, when we stand and make a confession, stand on our confession. That by his stripe we are healed. We're not looking at what it looks like. We believe in what he tells us. And then we're looking at what his word said. Because his word cannot be void. Confession must stand. Regardless what comes, the confession must stand. We confess we are healed, then hold on to that. In the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, the enemy shall not have the dominion. Christ died for us to have the dominion here. And we have the authority here on earth because of who we are in Christ Jesus. Hey, Yerabu Shatababasika. My Lord, God said, if you stand on his promises, stand on his promises, regardless what said, stand on his promises. His word cannot be void, and he will not fail you. He said it once, and he said it again. Be courageous and strong in the Lord, and in the power, not your might, but his might. Stand on his word. Stand on his word. The enemy shall not have dominion over you. The enemy shall not have authority. He's doing his job, but you as a child of God that have the power and the authority, stand on the promises of God. And for the young people today, we come against that disobedient spirit. We come against that foul spirit that come against them in the name of Jesus. We got to look and see who is making this running. That false spirit, Father, our Heavenly Father, tell us, we fight not against flesh and blood. He said it in his word, but principality. So we got to bring down these principality from around these young people. We got to pray and tell them the truth, whether they like it or not. You got to be obedient. You can't try to beat prosperity and live in the right of God and you've been disobedient. You've given the enemy that power. You got
to be obedient to the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, this foul spirit of drugs is nothing but the enemy lock. And I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to take his hands off these young people. Loose in the name of Jesus. And I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. I bind up that spirit of drugs. Lord God, touch our grandchildren, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, and remove the taste out of their mouth, Lord God. Because too many grandchildren is out there in the world and live in the world that they've been wrapped up in this thing. So we as members have the living clock. Because we are who we are. We are the children of the mighty God. If you are chosen, you have the power and the authority to fight. Because there is none other way. No other way but to stand on the word of God and bring down these principalities. So these drugs got to loose them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you remove the taste out of some of them mouth, Lord God. Remove the taste, Lord God. And the Kroboshatababasiya, abiding in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over our children. You have no authority in the name of Jesus. We bind up that foul spirit of drugs, that spirit of alcohol. We bind it in the name of Jesus. That lusty spirit, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we command you to loose the mind. Loose the mind in the name of Jesus. And we bind it up and cast it back to the dry place where it belongs. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you gave us authority and dominion to stand and fight battle here on this world. We are not in here to be in darkness. We are in the world to bring the light to the shadow land. Lord, I bind that spirit that attacking them. I bind it in the name of Jesus. And I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, your word said, Lord God, you gave us the authority. You gave us the dominion. You said in your word, Lord God, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against our sisters and brothers. We're not fighting against our children. We are fighting against this principality that come to destroy the life of these youth, Lord God. And Father God, I'm binding these things up in the name of Jesus that they loose these young people. And Father God, touch their mind, Lord God. Touch their mind, Lord God. Renew their mind, Heavenly Father, that they come around to see, Lord God, that it's a better way, Lord. It's a better way just to listen to your word, Lord God. Oh, God, help them, Lord God, to see that there's a better way for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke this false spirit. And Father God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. But Lord, your word said, Lord God, you gave us the authority. You gave us the dominion. When you said it is finished, Lord, it is finished because your word is what I'm starting on. And Lord, I bind the works of the enemy. I bind him from coming against the children of today. These young people, Lord God. Oh, God, you said in your word, Lord God, they're wise, but they're weak, Lord God. Help them to come to a knowledge of truth, Lord God. Help them to see, Lord God. Oh, God, remove the blindness from some of them eyes, Lord God. Remove it, Father God. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they come to see who they really are, Lord God, in Christ Jesus, Father God. Help them to be strong, Lord God. And to know that there's a better lifestyle for them. And it's a better way. This lusting out there in the street. This drugs. It's none of them, Lord God. So we come against this foul spirit of destruction that come against these youth today. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose them in the name of Jesus. It shall not have authority. It shall not have dominion in the name of Jesus over these young people. Father God, have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Because, Father, you see it all, Heavenly Father. You see it all, Father God. But, Lord, you gave us authority and dominion. You said, pray for one another. You said in your word, Lord God, cast all cares on you, Lord. you said in your word, Lord God. Stand firm. You'll never fail us. You said in your word, Lord God, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. His might. Because we can do all things because of you, Heavenly Father. We can do all things because of Christ that strengthens us. But we have to stand on his promises. The confession we made that we know he's a God that answers prayer. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a provider. And stand on your confession. No matter what come against you, stand on your confession. You know the Lord is a God that answers prayer. He's not fail you. He will not fail you. So you stand on the promises and fight the fight of faith, because a good fight of faith is what will bring you through the storm. So we coming together, binding this false spirit. It have no authority. If we stand together and work together in love, and stand firm on the word of God, when we make a confession, let nobody change it. We know God is a deliverer, and now we know he going to deliver you. I don't care how deep you are, he will deliver you. But you got to stand on your faith, man. You said you know him, then you got to stand and believe in him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Continue to keep us in one, Lord God. Continue to keep us standing firm on your word, Lord God. Praying on the things away from these youth. Praying that they stand strong in the living word. Praying, Lord God, that they come to recognize that there is a God. And that there is a God that hear every move they make and hear every cry. Oh, Father God, touch their mind, Lord God. Renew their mind, Heavenly Father. Renew their mind. This we ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank God for the power of the prayer. Praise God, Mother Willette, now. We bless God. You will open the line for you to pray. Let's go. Afternoon. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father God, I come before your presence, Lord God, with the saints on the line, Lord God, your prayer warriors. And, Lord God, I just bow my head to you, and I just appreciate you. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I love you, Heavenly Father. I just praise you because you are the living God. You are faithful. You are covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that your word go forth, and it shall not come back void. I thank you that you love us. Lord God, you love us, and you demonstrated your love toward every person that's ever born by sending our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I thank you, Lord God, for Jesus this afternoon. I thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that have already been lifted up, Lord God, as intercessory for others, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you're faithful and that you will perform your word. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you taught us according to your word that when we pray to you, Lord God, you hear us. And we have confidence that since you hear us, we know that we have the answers to our prayers. I thank you so much that, Lord God, sometimes we don't know how, but we do know that since you are faithful, you will, Lord God, carry out your word, and you will, Lord God, do the great and mighty work that is needed in the earth today. We thank you, Lord God. I'm learning so much, Heavenly Father, learning that you are God all by yourself. Now, you don't need us, but, Lord God, you made us,
And Lord God, you made us to be in fellowship with you and also in fellowship with one another, Lord God. And when we're in fellowship with one another, Lord God, we intercede for one another also. So I thank you for loving us so much and being mindful that we are your people, the sheep of your pasture, Lord God. So we come and we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. You are the creator of heaven and earth. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Thank you, Lord God. I'm grateful to you, Heavenly Father. I'm just at awe of who you are, Lord God. I thank you that in spite of what situations look like, you're still working things out for our good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for doing that. Hallelujah. Lord God, I bless your name. I give you praise. I honor you. I exalt you. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. Because you are God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to perfect, Lord God, that which concerns the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Lord God, you know that our families are a concern of ours. Lord God, our friends are a concern of ours, Lord God. You know that our nation, Lord God, is a concern of ours. Our leaders, oh God, there's so many things that's a concern. Prophetess VJ has lifted up to you, Lord God, a number of concerns. The youth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, people that are sick, oh God. Somebody's tormented in their mind, oh God. There's so many needs, oh God. There's so many things that pertain and concerns us. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. You said to as many as receive you, to them you gave, hallelujah, the right to become the children of God. And if we're children, then we're heirs, hallelujah, of God and joint heirs with Christ. And you said, hallelujah, Jesus, you said the works that you do, greater work shall we do because you go to the Father and you're releasing, you're sending us your Holy Spirit to take up residence in our life, to be with us and in us. And so we need you this afternoon, Holy Spirit, to help us even to make intercessory for others and ourselves, oh God. We need you to teach us, oh God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, how we must need pray. Because I don't want to get in the way of what you're doing, Lord God. I don't want to interfere in what you're doing. I don't want to pray against what you're doing. So I ask for your Holy Spirit to give us a mind like Jesus, hallelujah. And he was concerned about everyone. And those who were hungry, he was concerned, and he made sure they got something to eat. Those that were thirsty, hallelujah, he was concerned, and he made sure that they got the right type of drink, oh God. Even the woman at the well who was able to receive the living water. And that's what we ought to hunger and thirst, oh God, after the living water. Hallelujah, your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, to give us guidance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, there's a certain concerns that's on everyone's heart, oh God, and some of them are similar, oh God, but I have a new, Lord God, found a respect for those who are caretakers and those who have now been in a specific condition for so long a time as this. I'm interceding on behalf of those who may have been sick or those who may have had a condition for a very long time, dear God. I'm bringing them to you right now. I thank you that the hallelujah, Lord God, that your throne room is open and your ears are open to our cry and what we're concerned about, oh God. So I'm bringing those, Lord God, who have been sick, oh God, that may have been paraplegic, that may have been paralyzed, oh God, that may have some medical condition and they've had it for so long a time, God. But I'm praying, oh God, for a supernatural miracle to be released in their lives. Lord God, I know that you know about the ones that are blind and cannot see, those that are, Lord God, cannot speak or utter a word even from birth, oh God, but you're able to turn every situation around. You know about the one who's troubled in their mind, oh God, who's having some form of dementia or being tormented in their mind and can't make a good decision, oh God, or not knowing how, Lord God, to make a sound decision. Oh God, we're interceding for these people this afternoon, and we're praying for those, Lord God, who have a mind, Lord God, to care for people, Lord God, who cannot care for themselves. We, Lord God, pray for these people. We pray for their strength, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you strengthen their limbs, oh God. Touch their minds. And, Lord God, according to your word, I thank you, Lord God, for all of your benefits to the children of men, oh God. For it's you who heals us of all of our sickness or disease, because that's why Jesus went to the cross. So we would not have to be suffering forever down here, oh God. And I know that there's a day coming, Lord God, when Jesus is going to come and he's going to handle everything. And we won't have to worry about sickness or torment ever again. But God, while we're on earth, we are seeking you for that abundant life. Jesus came so that we could have life, hallelujah, and life more abundantly. And if we're sick, oh God, and if we're crippled, oh God, and we're aching, oh God, we can't really have the abundant life. Now, we'll have the peace of God because we know that you are on our side. And after this last, praise God, study, oh Lord God, on the peace of God, hallelujah, and making supplications and prayer requests to you with thanksgiving, oh Lord God, we can bring them to you. Knowing, Lord God, that you hear us and that you're concerned with what we're concerned about. And you it is that told us to cast all of our cares on you, for you care about us. Thank you, Lord God, that there's not one individual on earth that you're not concerned about. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your grace, oh God, your unmerited favor. Not that we were so good, hallelujah, not that we did everything right, but it's because of your grace, your unmerited favor, hallelujah, that you showed mercy unto so many on today. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, hallelujah. Thank you for even the doctors, oh God, those that are really concerned about the patients that they see, oh God. Hallelujah, you knew, oh God, hallelujah, that you would need somebody that would go to school and study and become a doctor, because you knew that there was somebody that would break a bone, there was somebody that would have an injury or have an illness, Lord God, and they would need to go to a physician. You said those, hallelujah, that are whole need not a physician, but somebody need a doctor today. To give them guidance. Maybe they didn't go to school and learn that there's some things that they ought not do, but maybe they need somebody to give them some wise counsel, oh God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, and I lift up the doctors, Lord God, because they are human beings too, and sometimes they get bogged down with life, even as others get bogged down with life. But help them to breathe and step back and realize the position that you have placed them in, just like you've given authority, Lord God, hallelujah, to the magistrates, the judges, Lord God, the ones who hold leadership positions, oh Lord God. You put them in those positions for a reason. And we pray, oh God, that you will remind them that it was you that gave them the ability to do what they're doing. Help them, oh God, to be a help to others. Help us to be a help to others in the name of Jesus. But please, Lord, remember those who have now been in a long-term condition, and God, grant them favor. Give them a release, oh God, from the ailment, oh God, from the situation that they have been in for so long a time. Oh God, send an angel, if you will, to stir the water, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the people of God, those who are in leadership positions, those that are born again, will open up their mouth, oh God, and let, Lord God, hallelujah, the angels stir, hallelujah, the word. In other words, let them open up their mouth and speak the word of God. And the angels stir that water, and the Holy Spirit, oh God, move on your word and bring about change in the life of these people who have now been in this situation for so long a time. And I pray, oh God, for those caretakers, bless them in such a special way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for those, Lord God, who go to nursing homes and hospitals and psychiatric facilities and those that, Lord God, go to prisons, oh Lord, taking the word of God, taking a word of hope to those who feel like there is no hope. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that there's still hope because you're still on the throne. You still sit high. And you look low, hallelujah. And you are yet concerned with what aileth or what concerns us. And you will work it out because your word says all things work together for good to them who love you, who are called according to your purpose. I want to appreciate you because, Lord God, I thank you, even though my son had to go back to the hospital last Monday, was there till Thursday, but God, it was for it worked out for good, oh God. It worked out for good because, well, before he went there, Lord God, he hadn't been able to eat good food for a good long season. But, God, now he's able to eat. He's able to get up and walk to the bathroom without using a walking cane. He's able to go and sit and have a fellowship with his friends and with his family, oh God. Thank you so much, God. You raised him up, oh God. And I pray, oh, God, that you move on his heart. And I pray for other people, Lord God. I don't know where their mind is, oh, God, as far as where you. But, Lord God, let them know that their help comes from you. All of our help comes from you. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for these ladies that's on the line giving of their time, oh, God. Their precious time, oh God, interceding for others. Some don't even know that they're being prayed for right now. God, I thank you, Lord God. And I pray, oh God, for a revival in the land. I pray, oh God, that you give a message to your ministers, Lord God, to your servants, to the preachers, oh God, even to the layperson. God, open up their mouth, put a word in their mouth, oh God, that will, Lord God, encourage someone to come out of darkness, come out of whatever it is that they're in that's not like you in the name of Jesus. And, God, we put the enemy on notice and let him know that we are not incubators to unrighteousness. We are not incubators to our darkness. We are not, Lord God, incubators to what's not right. But, God, we are incubators to the power of your Holy Spirit. And we desire that Jesus lives on the inside and that the fruit of the Holy Ghost, oh, God, abide with us. Always, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, oh God, that you give messages, oh God. Let it not be, Lord God, going back to the regular curriculum, but let people hear what the Spirit of the living God has to say. And God, we need your help, your healing, and a word to give to the people that they might have hope, oh God. That you're yet on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you're still working things out for our good. I love you, Heavenly Father, because, God, you're going to do it. As the preacher would say, well, I'm going to preach it anyway. God, you're going to work things out because that's your word for our good. Even though when the enemy meant it for bad, oh, God, you turn every situation around. When we got sense enough to come to you, and, Lord God, cry out, God, have mercy on mankind everywhere. Forgive us all for our sins and our shortcomings, O God. And help us, O God, to walk in the power of your anointing, walk in the power of love. and have a word to give people that they might have reason to continue to hope in the living God, for you are the living God. And if somebody's still living like there is no God or the Lord Jesus Christ, I know they're going to find out the truth because you're still on the throne, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I bless you so much. I praise you so much. And I honor you, Heavenly Father. So I pray, God, that you would have mercy. And one more thing, Lord God, people need to come to the knowledge that you are God and that Jesus is real. So I pray that our knowledge of who you are, Lord God, will be increased, and that those that don't know you, Lord God, they'll come to the knowledge of the truth. If they're living like there's no God, I pray that they find out, Lord God, before it's too late. Oh, God, have mercy this evening. Help us, oh, Lord God. Be with us and strengthen us day by day. I love you, Heavenly Father. I bless you. I give your name praise. Let your good will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Strengthen us, oh, God. Help us. And help us to have compassion for each other and pray ye one for the other. I love you, Father God. It's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Remember those, Lord God, that have been suffering for so long. Strengthen them. Help them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God, I bless you tonight for the power of prayer through the vessels that you're using tonight. Praise God. Bless the Lord. In the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I thought to come to now to the obedience of Christ in me. Lord Jesus, I ask and am and any deception that is in my thoughts or in my mind and cast them aside. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to wash my ours, glory to God. Cleanse us, glory to God, from all unrighteousness through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Enable us to stay in your presence all the day long, according to John 14:14. To God be the glory. Amen, Lord Jesus. Your word says that your anointing destroys all yokes of bondage, Isaiah 10:27. So that we ask you now to cause us, glory to God, to walk in your power, in your anointing, in your authority. Praise God, that we will take the authority over every foul and unclean spirit of the enemy that has come to destroy our lives, to destroy the lives of people, to come in, glory to God, to sidetrack your people, glory to God, from doing what you require, to come in the lives of the youth that are causing their lives to be twisted and tormented and cause them to do all kinds of things that are contrary to your will. We come against those foul spirits, glory to God, that have come in to cause them to be liars, to do, glory to God, all kinds of wicked things, glory to God, to cause strife and deception and cause confusion and cause, glory to God, many to get caught up, glory to God, in the cares of this life through drugs and alcoholic and illicit sex and all kinds of things that cause them to do things that will bring harm or destruction to other people. We come against the spirit of rebellion and stubbornness and the spirit, glory to God, of disobedience, the one, glory to God, that will cause them to cause murder and cause them, glory to God, to get caught up in doing treacherous and deceitful and deceptive things. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that their mind be washed with the blood of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for the witness of Jesus Christ through our lives as believers, that we'll be a light through the life that we live. Some may be able to walk and talk with them or speak a word of encouragement, enlightenment, or say something to derail what the enemy is trying to do in their lives. Others, glory to God, we may just have to live a life before them, but stand in the power of prayer and interception. We come against the spirit of selfishness, the spirit that will cause, glory to God, them, glory to God, to get caught up in bribery and get caught up, glory to God, and causing others, glory to error because of this spirit that has so many that are caught up in abusing others or saying things and bullying and doing all kind of things over to God to cause harm and to cause suicidal spirits over to God to attack. We come against the spirit of arrogance and pride and ones over to God because they've been injured and hurt, now brutality and over to God, and now they want to cause others to be injured and hurt as much as they're hurting. We come against the spirit of conflict, go over to God with them being so angry and frustrated about the least little thing as someone look at them, and or go over to God, they get caught up in the gangs, they get caught up in the abuse, go over to God, and the things that they do for initiating one into the other one, causing lives to be snatched out, glory to God, just because you want to drive by and shoot this one, or you say, glory to God, you do this one, or you break in on this one, or you rape this one, even to the point now that youth are raping adults and raping other little children, as this even this 15-year-old, 14-year-old going to rape, glory to God, a little 5-year-old. It's so much hideous things that the enemy is putting in the minds of our youth and many other people besides the youth. But tonight, glory to God, we are praying for them. We are praying, glory to God, for those that are being injured and hurt in all of this that don't even want to be a party of. They were just snatched up, glory to God, or thrown into chaotic situations in the name of Jesus. And the plus, glory to God, those that deliberately mean to do what they're doing. In the name of Jesus, God, we're praying. I'll take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Give them a mind to want to change and want to, glory to God, come into the light. We're praying for those, glory to God, that was on the right track, but because of the bullying, because of the hurt, or because, glory to God, I'm tired and I'm angry, and now, glory to God, they want to retaliate. God, whatever it is the enemy is doing, we know, glory to God, there's power in prayer. We know there's some changes, glory to God, taking place with some that were snatched out of the hand of the enemy, but there's so many more that need to be. God, help us, glory to God, in our prayer life, in our daily life, that we remember to stand in the gap, because we're hearing too much that's going on in the news, or too much that we're hearing about our youth, glory to God, being snatched up. God, some of them be, glory to God, through being labeled, and glory to God, and through misunderstandings, things that are going on in the home, glory to God, some, glory to God, because of the police force laboring some of our youth, and glory to God, already on the defense before they even find out what the story is all about, they're already, glory to God, then target them for to take their lives or to put them in a crisis. Some, glory to God, will be thrown into jail and are in prisons, and they can't handle it, and some of them killing themselves or they're putting themselves in a vice so that way they can go over there and check out. But, Lord, I'm asking you right now, have mercy in the name of Jesus. God, you have a purpose for their lives. There is a life, glory to God, hallelujah. You want them to live to be an instrument for your glory, for your power, and for your anointing to be manifest in their lives. Oh, glory, I was so sad to hear someone was saying the other night that they saw something, glory to God, when this child just said, oh, you know, what you want to do when you grow up? She said, I just want to live. I think that was Pastor Burr saying about a child that was in Chicago when there's so much death, so much stuff going on, and they just have all of this stuff going on day in. I don't know whether they're going to come home that day or not, or whether they'll make it to school because of so much crime. And all she said is, I just want to grow up. I just want to grow up. So that lets you know how bad it is. And then we're hearing all these hideous crimes going on, and then some of these accidents and some of the situations parents are putting their children in, leave them in the cars, and glory to God, they were going to the gym, or they're going to get their hair done, or some leaving them in the car because I'm going to work. Oh, I forgot that child was in the car. I drove them to work to school today, but I forgot they was in the car. Lives being lost, brain damage, or just turn back around and just suffering. Some being thrown up against the walls and kept babies and whatever like this. People go, I don't want their children, instead of just giving them to somebody and let somebody else take care of them and be the governor over their lives and raise them up. Oh, you'd rather destroy them. Oh, sometimes it's both parents. Sometimes it can be a step parent. Sometimes it just be parents that just don't know how to be parents. They just had a baby. Oh, God, it's the time we're living in these last days. Pray and pray and pray. And some of our children, glory to God, sometimes they're going to school and glory to God, they get caught up in something that's going on at school, or they might be an innocent party. We have to pray every day for a blood covering over our youth and our children. We're praying, glory to God, for a change, glory to God. Even if the change needs to be home, in the home with the parents too as well, or glory to God, even with the teachers, because now we can't even trust some of the teachers want to run off with the children and go on ahead and lay up with them. And don't care whether they're 40 and 50 years old, they want to lay up with the teenager. They want to lay up with the 15-year-old, the 16-year-old. They want to go over to God. Some sitting up there waiting and panting, waiting for them to turn 18 so they can just snatch up and run. God, and even glory to God, human trafficking, all the stuff that's going on. And glory to God, some that we already said to are there. They got things that they're doing and pulling the chain and doing all kind of stuff to others because they don't care. Some are just, hallelujah, luring others off. And then they'll turn back around and all this killing and all this hazing with drinking and glory to God and smoking and carrying on. And then not even caring about the life of the other one and don't even want to call for help for them. Glory, trying to keep their hands clean and end up still in jail. God, this is a time like never before. We need prayer. We need you. And we need glory to God here. And we know, glory to God, hallelujah, all things are possible through you. We know through the power of intercessory, even when you used Abraham, when you was going to, glory to God, destroy God, Sodom and Gomorrah, even, glory to God, that man had such a relationship with God. God, if there be 50, if there be 40, if there be 30, if there be even 10, hallelujah, for even to be able to have a conversation with God and him willing to go over to God, if it was 10 there, he would be able to, he wouldn't even destroy that city. How much more, glory to God, if we pray and continue to pray and have that relationship with the Lord, we can see change and need to continue to pray. Some things we may not see, we may not hear, but some things we can hear about, Lord, almost, but that almost was God stepping in with an angel, God stepping in, glory to God, and that life was spared. So the power of prayer does work. Hallelujah. We may not be reaching everybody, but we'll believe in God for those prayers that's going forth. It's making a change in some lives for people to be saved, delivered, set free, come out of darkness into the marvelous life, come out of gangs, come out of bad relationships, come out of, glory to God, the situation where the enemy had them, but the glory to God, he had to lose them. They weren't destroyed in it. They were able to come back home in the name of Jesus. People, glory to God, in marriages, glory to God, healing that, God blessing and moving, glory to God, in churches and moving, glory to God, in situations where people are destitute and didn't have a home, didn't have food, didn't have clothes. You're turning things around. So power of prayer is working. It just wasn't something that some people say, lucky. We don't believe in love. We believe in the blessings, the plan that God has to make us glory to God. Blessings in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just pray right now. You continue to bless us, to stand in the gap, and to cancel the assignment, to bind him up and to loose him from his assignment, and to give God glory and praise him in advance in the name of Jesus. Whether it be in our neighborhood, could be right next door to us, could be down the street, the power of prayer could be changing the hearts and the minds of somebody that was already plotting and planning to do some things. But all of a sudden, God uncovered, or glory to God, he sent, glory to God, a messenger out, or he exposed something, or something, glory to God, what they were planning to do, and all of a sudden it was a tail light out, or something happened, glory to God, and someone came over, or somewhere, glory to God, somebody was about to commit suicide, and nobody else could have reached them, but all of a sudden, it could have been a message, it could have been a power of prayer, it could have been something somebody else did or said, hallelujah, or just crossing the street, or walking into, glory to God, into a marketplace, or walking, glory to God, in some area that wasn't even expected to go, and something was said to change that life in that person's mind. Oh, glory to God, I pray, glory to God, that we continue to pray. I pray for the prayer warriors. I pray for the intercessors. I pray, glory to God, for those that are standing in the gap, that you keep them covered under the blood, protect them and their families as they seek it out your face to stand in the gap. We are thanking you, Lord God, for the power of prayer and the warfare, glory to God, that you said are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, that we keep the faith and keep, glory to God, our lives lined up with your word and believing you no matter what, you're going to work it for the good. You're going to turn it around. This too shall pass. This, glory to God, is only for a season. But in the midst, glory to God, don't let our hearts fail. Help us to not let our hearts fail, because if we keep our life lined up with your word and keep, glory to God, praying and keep having faith and keep walking in obedience, glory to God, that stuff will roll off of us like a water off a duck back. And that means the pressures that the enemy wants to cause us to be bound up in, but our heart will still be soft and pliable to, glory to God, whatever God want to say and what he want to do. But in the meantime, we'll be able to stand as the word of God let us know that the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence, glory to God, suffers by faith, glory to God. So we're going to have to take it by faith, glory to God. We have to stand up, glory to God, and speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. Sometimes, glory to God, we might have to do some battling in the midst of, glory to God, all the things that are going on. But God, we're going to use these weapons to the wisdom of God, giving us skill for how to use them and how to use the gifts. But we just got to keep the faith. God, help us to keep hold on to our joy, because we need the joy of the Lord being our strength. We need the peace of God that passes all understanding. God, if we continue to keep our minds steadfast on this, we need to be in a place that we can be rooted
rooted and grounded in your word, and know that, glory to God, we got to be steadfast in the faith, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the power and authority that you've given us, glory to God, that we can speak those things that are not as though they were. We can speak and decree what your word says. We can operate according, and then being hearers and doers of what your word is saying. God, keep us with our eyes looking to the hills, what's coming to our help. Keep us in a place, glory to God, that we won't just speak a thing, but glory to God, we don't have the faith in the inside. Lord, we got to have that faith, glory to God, in the spirit man to know, glory to God, what God says, it shall come to pass, and we got to have the patience to wait on him, that it will be manifested in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for your healing, your deliverance, your encouragement, your force to have that determination, glory to God, and that tenacity to hold fast to faith. God, we love you today. We appreciate you today. We adore you. We believe in you for some reports to change. We believe in you for some minds to change. We believe in you for some transformation. We believe in you for some love to be put in the hearts of your people. Glory to God, and the ones that you're calling in out of darkness. Glory to God, that spirit of forgiveness, that unforgiveness, glory to God, hallelujah, is being rooted in some that got to be uprooted, that's causing sickness and disease. That spirit, glory to God, is causing some to be so anguish and animosity and hatred and prejudice and all that, to be uprooted out of the hearts of man, because we know that it's from the devil in the name of Jesus. God is a God of love. He, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hell was never made for any of us, only the devil and his angels. Glory to God. But he said, choose you this day who you're going to serve, because he said on the cross, glory to God, it is finished. So he's done everything he can and still doing, glory to God, through intercession, for us not to, glory to God, turn that way and go that direction. But God, we ask you, Lord God, to help. Help us, glory to God. Help us to have wisdom, glory to God, the time that we spent with you and the time that we're to spend, glory to God, and those that we're trying to win to Christ. But Lord, help us to be wise so we won't go right cast our pearls before the swine. We'll be able to have the wisdom how to go in and come out, because, God, we, there's so many, glory to God, need a Savior. So many, glory to God, need deliverance. So many, glory to God, that need, glory to God, hallelujah, to know who you are and how to operate after they come into the knowledge of truth, how to walk, glory to God, and how to hold on to their deliverance, how to hold on to their peace and their joy. And us, we need to remember, we got to do everything that's necessary too. While we're praying for them, we got to keep ourselves prayed up so we won't end up drifting off like with a ship without a sail. We need you today. We thank you for the power and authority that you've given us, and we stand in word, stand on your word, stand in faith, and we thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to get ready to open the lines for those, glory to God, that may have a prayer request now. Praise God. We're going to give that place for those prayer requests and those praise reports to come in. And then we are going, when God is finished, we're going to be finished, and we're going to say shalom. So at this hour, praise God, if there are any praise reports or any prayer requests, we're going to take those now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, prophetess. I praise God. I pray this will be a report, praise report. I went to see a place last week, then I got sick and went in the hospital. Went in the hospital twice, but I thank God I'm okay. And so that's a blessing, and touch my body. But I really don't know yet. I put in this, and a lot of other people to put applications in, but the lady told me as of yet nobody put any money down on the place. So I put the money down for the background check. I'm not worrying about that. I don't have any record or anything. But I just want to pray, because this is something that I believe, if God is willing, I'd like, because it's a private home. And there were only two other apartments, so it's a three-family home. It's close to my uncle's church, and that's a blessing. So I don't know, but I'm going on by faith. Because when I got sick over the weekend, I was like, oh, I can't get there. And I told the man I was going to come, and it started pouring down rain. I just got out the hospital, so I don't need to go. So I just went and got some food and came on. But I thank God I pressed my way today, and I questioned the lady intently and asked her, and she said, no, it's still available, both of them, because nobody put any money on it. And that would get me out of that city and back over here with my family. And I'm just praying, if that's God's will, that I get that place, because he knows that. I went today to my house to get my mail and check, and wasn't even there long, and the enemy just started harassing me. Time they see me coming to the door, to come through the door, and I have a key, buzzing. They've always used to do stuff like, I didn't react to that, but of course, naturally, I was upset and hurt, and, you know, not letting it kill me, but just because I've been away for 2 months. So I'm praying, and I've been praying that would come through, or something else better if that's not it, but that's a two-family house, a three-family house. So I praise God for that.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. We'll definitely be praying tonight for a favor for God for all that you've been through, that this door will be open quickly for you and you'll not have any more of those issues. But in the meantime, keep your faith like never before and strive to hold on to the promise of the Lord, even as you all transition out. Praise God. We're going to have that before the Lord. And we're
right near my uncle's church.
Okay, at your uncle's. All right, any more prayer requests before we take Evangelist Cheryl's request before the Lord?
I do, Prophet BJ, I have a request. First of all, I think I said a little bit of it in the prayer, that I was so grateful to God that even though my son had to go back to the hospital from Monday to Thursday, it was a good thing. God worked it out for good because the doctors was able to get his fluids and things balanced and got him off a certain medication and just told him how he needs to, you know, provide liquids in his body so he don't flush out all of his sodium. And I just thank and praise God because when he went in there, he was not hardly eating anything, and he didn't have enough nutrients in his body, and he's got problems with lactose, so, you know, it was just hard to even get, like, insure in his body. But I thank and praise God that now, you know, while he was there, he started eating. They got his fluid levels up, praise God. They didn't have trouble getting the IV in him when the other hospital we went to took a whole long time and stuck him so many times trying to get an IV and different things like that. Didn't have trouble getting his blood, but he's eating. He's been up ever since he's been out of the hospital, praise God. He's been up. He's been walking without a cane. He's not leaning on the walls trying to get from the bedroom to the bathroom. So he's been down to the country, you know, staying with his wife and the kids, and he's been able to go out and eat and go to the movies with his family. And I just thank and praise God, you know. I thank and praise God, and I'm praying that God would just continue to just give him a release. And I'm praying that's why my heart goes out to people who have been in conditions for so long, because, you know, they need a break. Lord, have mercy. They need a break, and they need God to just give them a release of that the pain and suffering that they have been in. So, but I'm just praising God. I can't thank God enough, because that was a break for me too. A break for me too, you know. So I thank and praise God. And sometimes, you know, when you're a caretaker, you got to have sense enough and be wise enough to back away from some things and let somebody else, you know, try to do something, or just you have to back off. You can't get sucked in so much until you wore out and you ain't no good for anything. So you have to be careful with that also. But I thank and praise God for strengthening him, and I'm believing God will help others that are going through, and believing that the prayers that we lift up, God hears the prayers, and God is able to turn every situation around and work them out for good. So that's what my prayer is. I'm praying still for Miss Joyanna. I think I've mentioned her before, Joyanna Voorhees. Daughter said she's doing a little bit okay, but she's still really slow after that injury that she had. And so she still needs prayer. There's the gentleman that, thank and praise God, God still got him here, that's been waiting on that, I think it was a liver transplant. And he was at church, he praised God. So he's hanging in there, praise God. I thank God for him. And I think you know Minister Coker. I think she had an injury, and I think she's injured her pelvis. It's in Health South, and she's in recovery. I think you may have remembered her.
You talking about Mother
lady.
Leona Coker?
Yes.
Mother Leona Coker?
Right.
Mother, I have not. I've known her for 20-some years and have not been in touch lately. Mother Small said something about her about a month ago, I think it was, and I was supposed to contact her, and I didn't. And now she's in Health South. Oh, my Lord.
Her daughter mentioned to me that, you know, she had, I think she either she fell or something, but she injured her pelvis, and, of course, that's got to heal on its own from what I understand. They can't do anything with that. But from what I understand, she's at Health South. But of course, so we'll keep her on the prayer list in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
So, in any case,
yes,
ma'am.
Do you know her daughter? Is that her daughter Barbara you're talking about? Is another daughter?
Barbara. Yeah, Barbara. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Barbara that works at the credit union.
Yeah, Barbara. But Craig is her. I think that's her. Is that her grandson or her baby boy? I'm not sure. But Craig is Hinton, so must be her grandson. Yeah, her grandson. But in any case, and then I want a special prayer for traveling mercies to those people that may be traveling. I know I'll be traveling, the good Lord willing, to Mississippi this weekend. And
okay.
I'm believing God to lift up this rain. He can welcome to let it rain on the grass, but on the highway. I want the rain to be lifted up, and it ain't no small thing. God is able to do it because He's done it for me before.
And let it be the
mother,
either behind you. Keep it moving.
About the rain lifting up, but I remember praying about the God lift up the rain, and He lifted that rain right back up. And when we finished speaking, the rain came on down after we was finished speaking. So God is able to do it, and just praying for safe travels and. A blessed trip there, got a graduation, and then I want to swing by and say hi, happy Mother's Day to my mom, and then try to get on back down this way. So just praying for safe travels for those who are traveling to and from this week, in Jesus' name. Okay.
Praise God. Certainly will.
Certainly will. Praise God. Any other reports before we start praying?
So we can do them all together for everybody, God. Is that the last one? Any more requests? Praise God. Well, Father, we do thank you tonight. Glory to God, and we bless you for all the prayers that went forth in the intercession. And we believe in you by faith that you are moving and working on it, and things were already in motion before we even prayed. But, God, we thank God for those requests that did go up, that a move of God is going on right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Evangelist Cheryl. We thank you for bringing her out of the hospital and for the report that she's doing fine. And thank you, God, for blessing her with this new place, that, God, she'll have favor and the door will be open. Cancel every assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Anything they try to pull up, any loopholes or whatever, God, we're praying for that transition. You know how much she's in need of it right now. We thank you for blessing her more, for standing in faith and holding on to your word, and even for more of a peace of mind. And, God, we come against everything that the enemy has been using in times past to try to torment or agitate her or her daughter. We thank you for a transition. And, God, as she move over into a new place in you as well. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Lord God, for favor. Work it out for her good and financially wise and everything else that is needed. Continue to touch your body. Bind up every working device of the enemy, bring sickness and disease up in that house. In the name of Jesus, I pray that she continue to cast her cares upon you and believe you by faith as we're standing with you. Because you said, how can two walk together lest they agree? So we're going to be on agreement, on one accord, that God, you're moving on her behalf. Father, we thank you for Mother Willette making that request. Of that praise report, first of all, for a mighty move of God, how He worked things for the good. So as believers, we thank you more and more as we trust and have faith in you, that how you keep proving yourself that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and call the call to His purpose. And you have done that even with this young man, and through the power of prayer and her intercession, as us others are touching and agreeing with. But God, there's some things specifically she had before the Lord, and you have been moving in a miraculous way on the behalf of her son as well and for her. Thank you for giving her wisdom how to take care of that body as well, and as an intercessor, you put her out here for a purpose, going out to preach and teach your word and to be a light and be an example. So we bind up every distraction that the enemy tried to use when it comes to our bodies and our loved ones and other things he'll try to use to keep us off course, to have us, glory to God, where we won't accomplish what God said. But I thank you that you're blessing her to be rooted and grounded and eyes open to be able to see and to hear the tricks of the enemy so she can stay on course. So we ask you to strengthen her body. That request that she made also for her for traveling mercy to be able to go to the graduation and see her mother. Praying, glory to God, that you bless and that the rain either be before her or behind her or, as she said, being lifted. So either way, glory to God, she can get there safely and back, family, loved ones, or however. Praying that would be a blessed trip there in Jesus' name. We pray for those caretakers that she's concerned about. And we all should be concerned about as well, the ones that are going through in their bodies and going through, hallelujah, for long-term situations and occurring, whether it be arthritis, whether it be cancer, whether it be, glory to God, heart trouble or stroke or going through situations, Lord, to God, with sugar diabetes or whatever, certain things or illnesses that have them where they can't be mobile or can't, Lord, to God, do the things they were doing at one time, whatever, respiratory, however. God, you a healer and a deliverer. And God, some may be going through for some time, and all of a sudden some may have been, Lord, that just hit with that, but not being able to be independent as they were. Sometimes the enemy play with the mind, bring depression, oppression, in whatever situation, even whether it was something that happened yesterday, last week, 2 months ago, and the others, Lord, they got made for years. That spirit of the enemy comes to depress, oppress, sidetrack, do whatever he can, even cause some to even have the thoughts of suicide. What's the purpose? And some, Lord, have been so independent, they don't want to be on nobody's burden or whatever. And sometimes the enemy will try to use thoughts to make them think, Lord, to God, to do something to themselves. We come against those voices and those forces and those things, Lord, to God, that will cause those that are going through all times of God. Mentor, whatever. We're asking you, Lord God, to move in a miraculous way. Touch their mind, touch their heart. Yes. Bless, Lord God. And even for those that might be caring for being patient, but even for those that are caring and loving, might be tired and overwhelming, overdoing some things, and cause themselves to check out, excuse me, and get to end up being sick. Glory to God, because of the fact that they hadn't taken care of themselves. God, we ask you, Lord, to help. So we thank you for those prayers and those prayer requests. God, I thank you right now for Mother Rillette, Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander, for those women that are safe or whatever, they can have that opportunity to be on to pray and intercede, and even when they're not on, we pray, glory to God, for Pastor Bird and Burton, and pray, glory to God, for Sister Brenda, and glory to God, Sister Nolan, and others that are coming, even Sister Cheryl, when she comes on periodically to pray. We're praying, glory to God, for those warriors that even names may not have been called, but God, you strengthen them. Even myself, hallelujah, we just bless you. We ask you, Lord God, to keep us. We're praying, glory to God, for those that may be praying in the background, too, all around the globe, some that may be praying, glory, even though they may not come on, but they know about the prayers. They've been praying for the prayers and the prayer warriors. We bless you for them in the name of Jesus. You know the needs of so many and so many things that we are praying for different people that we may not have called their name up, but we call their names up on a daily basis that are going through, whether it be our family members, whether it be a church family, whether it be, glory to God, people in the neighborhood, maybe things we have known about other children, glory to God, there's other families that are going through protection every day as our children go to school and grandchildren, great-grands, and even others, Lord God, in the body of Christ, for their protection and their shield, glory God, for the enemy, the hand to be bound up, even that man that had the knife that won't even quit in the school to stab to do whatever, glory God, other people that are doing things that trying to, God, those prayers are keeping them in the name of Jesus. Planes falling out the sky, nobody but a miracle of God, they're on the ground, they got hurt and something didn't get hurt at all, dropping out the sky, dropping on houses, trees falling out, people running into buildings with their cars, running off the road, doing all, God, every day we have to be thankful. Every day to give you grace. That's hallelujah, good. Because we can be sitting up in our own house. Some people are getting fearful of going outside because of murder and crime and this and that. But things are falling out the sky. Can be falling on your house. Can be falling on. We have to have the spirit, glory to God, of God, that he can give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. So we still got to be about our Father's business. And he's our shield and our buckler. He gave us angels to be encamped about us. Our faith got to be in the Lord and him being our source. And even for food, clothing, and shelter, are those, glory to God, that say they're going to shut down this and shut down that. Oh, glory to God. Even in Egypt, glory to God, where glory to God, the Egyptians were going through, glory to God, hallelujah, Pharaoh, over in Goshen, your people were covered. They were protected. They were shielded. You're going to do that same thing even now, no matter what Pharaoh, what things that's going on around us. God, help us to know who our source is. Some have lost focus because they got so caught up in prestige and power and our things and our education and what I can gain and what I got in my house and my this and my that. Hallelujah. And all this stuff can be snatched up in a storm. It can be snatched up in a fire. It can be snatched up with somebody just coming in and stealing. Or even it can be here and the enemy can steal your life. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus. We have to keep God's faith in the Lord that he's our shield and our bristle and our protector. And he gave us power and authority to bind, to loose, and go around and get other people loose and free so they can serve the Lord and they can trust God and they can walk in the righteousness of God and they can have, glory to God, the blessing plan of God. They can be able to, the things that they've been lacking, God can bless and bring increase. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. Whether it's a husband or wife or true food, clothing, whether it's, glory to God, a new house or job or promotion or whether it's education or whatever it may be, all of it, glory to God, we can have in Christ. Your financial blessings, whatever it is, you first. You first. And it may seem a longer for one than it is the other, but the same God is on time every time. We just got to keep the faith. So, God, I bless you tonight, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. God, continue to shield us. We bind up all untimely deaths, sickness and disease, every trap and snare, and the foolishness of the enemy trying to hold us bound by whatever going on in our bodies, whether it be obesity, whether it be arthritis, whether it be, glory to God, heart trouble, whether it be something going on with the intestines, something going on with the liver, something going on with glory to God, the kidneys, whatever, the blood of Jesus. You're a healer. You already did that at Calvary, no matter what, even the ones they can't name. And this foul spirit of the devil bringing out all these snakes all over the place now, talking about being out more than they ever been before. Coyotes, glory to God, attacking people and attacking dogs and all kinds of stuff. No matter what, bro, harm or danger come to us. Hallelujah. We're praying a blood cover, making us aware, sending whatever it is coming in our direction back out to the dry place where winter came. Whatever traps the devil was snared and setting up, whatever suffer of stealing, glory to God, or coming in, breaking in, or fires, or any spirit that come in, glory to God, for raping, spirit, glory to God, that will come in and just to torment in the minds. Every attack that he's setting up, we bind them up and command them to be loose and go back to the dry place. And once again, we come up against the spirit that's setting up betrayal among us, glory to God, a confusion, a glory to God, and division. God, we're praying an awakening in the body of Christ. Glory to God, to wake up and recognize who is Lord, who is the real, glory to God, who is the real enemy in the name of Jesus. Binding up the spirit called flesh, eating out the flesh part, and causing, glory to God, all kind of running havoc, glory to God, because my will and jealousy and envy and all kind of the foolishness. And we come against those spirits, God, waking up your people. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Pray for a spirit of repentance and a conviction. We're believing you for change, transformation, renewed minds, glory to God, and even for us to come up in another area that you want us to come up in. Another area, glory to God, for us to stand in faith. And God, help us, standing so strong in faith for others. Help us to have faith for you to bring us out to. Hallelujah, as we praying for others, help us, glory to God, to realize you still, glory to God, hallelujah, all want to bless us as well, and you have not forgotten the labor of love in the lives of your people. So, God, we're thanking you. Help us to stay focused and, glory to God, not look to the left or the right and lay aside every sin and every weight so easily beset us and run this race with patience. We love you today. We appreciate you. We adore you. We give glory and honor to Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Father. We praise you, Lord, for all that you've done and what you're doing. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. God, we still pray for Mother McCormick's daughter. Encourage her heart that she continue to stand fast. Lupus, glory to God, is not going to take over her life. God, we pray for her strength that she can stand and hold fast, glory to God, what God is saying. In Jesus' name at this hour. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise your name, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Is that the last of any remarks or anything before we get ready to close? We're getting ready to say shalom and give God praise, for he is so worthy to be praised. And pray angels of the Lord be encamped about you all and continue the blessing. And God, binding up every satanic force, even with these storms and hurricanes and tornadoes and flooding and all that, even all these, glory to God, sinkholes and all that, God, that we will be shielded and protected. And we bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We love you.
Amen.
We do appreciate you being on and what God is doing, and we just got to continue to pray and keep the faith. Sometimes it looks a little bleak and dark, but his delay is not a denial, and sometimes we just got to encourage ourselves in the midst of all.
That's right. Thank God.
Amen. God. Mother Alexander.
Uh-huh.
Mother Alexander, are you available next Sunday, or you got to go out of town as well?
Ooh. Next Sunday I have an engagement. I got to speak.
Oh, praise God, praise. Well, it looks like
I'm going out of town the following
Sunday.
I go to Asheville. The following Sunday I'll be gone.
Pray for your travel and God bless you too.
Amen.
You up there as well.
Happy Mother's Day. Just want to say happy Mother's Day to you all.
Oh, well, what a blessing. Amen. Praise God.
Happy
Mother's
Day.
And all on the line too.
Mm-hmm. Glory to
that
God.
That is a blessing. Well, if I don't get one of the other ladies to speak, I guess I'll be on next Sunday then. Amen. However the Lord directs.
Okay, because I'll be late getting home, so I won't catch it. I'll probably catch it at the end, but I'll be late coming home because I have to speak next Sunday.
Yes. Well, I pray God's blessings upon you too, as well as he usually do up there, and Mother Willette and anybody else that's traveling. And as a young lady just said, we pray happy Mother's Day. It will be a blessed, wonderful, healing, wholeness, and
enjoyable
time with friends. Amen.
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 Most of all with the Lord.
Amen.
But in the meantime, if the other young lady that I've been thinking about for a while that was supposed to be coming on a while back down in Georgia, if she's not available, then I guess it'll be Miss Sister BJ on Pastor BJ on next week then, if the Lord say the same, however he direct. We'll look at it that way and keep it moving. But in the meantime,
Amen.
Keep us all lifted up in prayers. We pray one for another.
Amen.
All right, Shalom, Shalom.
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 Good night.
Praise God. To God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Good night. Good night. Hallelujah.
Night.
Amazing grace. Wonderful Savior. We bless you. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord.